Do you like easy?
I like easy. Like, I love easy. Remember, I like to consider myself a lazy entrepreneur. And what can be easier and lazier than selling PLR products? Maybe you've heard of what PLR is, or maybe, you've heard of it, but you really don't have any idea what it means. Basically, in a nutshell, PLR stands for Private Label Rights. And basically, what they are templates that you can buy, then you can edit them, and then resell them as your own product. And this concept is so big right now because, let's face it, we all like easy. But can we sell it on Etsy? Is it allowed? Should we be selling it on Etsy, or let alone anywhere? Is it even legal? I'm gonna get into what you can, can't, should, and shouldn't do when it comes to PLR and Etsy. I'll even give you my hot take on it, and I think you might be a little bit surprised as to what that might be. Are you feeling stuck in this cycle of wanting more without knowing where to begin? Do you want to start an online business that actually makes you money without taking up all of your time or draining your energy on social media? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your kids and less time trapped in your 9-to-5? Well, there's a way to launch a successful online business, generating sustainable and passive income, freeing up your life, and allowing for more core memories with your family. I'm Jacqueline Butler, a devoted boy mom and Philadelphia sports fan, an Etsy and online business coach, and a top 0.1% Etsy seller. And you're listening to Freedom Through Passive Profits, the podcast all about building your passive and profitable online business with Etsy digital products. We'll talk about Etsy strategies, making money while you sleep, redefining success, and creating a business without social media that brings you freedom and lights you up. So sneak in those earbuds and let's dive into today's episode. This episode's going to be juicy and jam-packed with insight about PLR products and Etsy that I know you are excited and anxious to hear about. But before I get right into it, I want to invite you to my free masterclass where I give you my top three secret strategies of a 0.1% Etsy seller, where I really go into the details on the passive power of selling digital products on Etsy. It's totally free and totally worth it. You can register for it at jacqueline-butler.com/free-masterclass. I'll also drop that link into the episode description, so go check it out, and I'll be giving you a little something-something just for showing up. All right, so let's get into it. Today, I'm spilling the beans about PLR, and if you don't know exactly what PLR is, it's just an abbreviation for Private Label Rights. So maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't, but private label rights, or what I'll be referring to it as PLR, are basically just templates that you can buy, then you can edit them, and then you're able to resell them as your own product. So you might have heard of a bunch of different kinds of forms of this. Some of them are known as resell rights. Those allow a buyer to resell the product as well as give the rights to a product, meaning that they can actually sell with the commercial licensing rights. In other words, resell rights lets the buyer resell a product with or without altering it. And this sounds kind of perfect, right? Like someone else goes out, does all the creation, all the hard work. You're just like, here, take my money. Here's my credit card. You buy it with the rights to sell it as your own. And then you go out and sell it, cash in on that paycheck. So in theory, yes, this sounds amazing, like perfectly amazing. Who wouldn't want to have a built-in, done-for-you business that's practically set up to sell without you having to do anything? I think you see where this is going, right? There's a lot that you need to understand about how this all works before you hand over your credit card to these seemingly perfect package business in a box. PLR can come in many different kinds of forms. So they can come in the forms of courses, digital products, ebooks, articles, so many different things. You might have also seen, maybe through social media, MRR or Master Resell Rights. This is a little bit different, and that's a huge craze that's going on social media. The difference between private label rights and master resale rights is simply that with MRR content, the buyer is unable to change the content and has to sell it rather than altering it and then selling it as their own. And I have my opinions on this MRR, which is basically courses, done for you courses that are being sold. I have my own opinions about this, and I'm not going to get into it on this episode, but if you really want to know how I feel about it and you want me to create a podcast episode on it, I would love to. But send me a DM on Instagram at jacquelinebutler.co and let me know if you want me to create that. But I will say that what I'm talking about with PLR is not the same as master resale rights. Like all that stuff that you see on social media when people are talking about these get rich quick and passive promises out there. So this is a little bit different. Another aspect of PLR that you should know about is that although you are able to sell and rebrand as your own to an end user, also known as a customer, you cannot resell PLR products or commercial use rights to another person with commercial use rights. So you can't say, hey, I created this, when you really didn't, and you can sell it as your own also. So you can't do that with PLR. But you can sell the PLR products as they are, or you can edit them to your liking and then sell those as your own. And you would need to sell PLR products as an end product, not for someone to resell as a template. But it is important for you to really look into each of the PLR products that you purchase, because they all have slightly different terms regarding what you can and cannot sell from that product. And you really don't want to get screwed here. You know, like buying all of these products and then thinking that you're all set just to find out that you can't, or that you're not allowed to really do what you think you can or what you want to do with them. And then you risk getting in trouble about it. And speaking of getting into trouble, let's talk about if we can even sell this or not on Etsy. Keep in mind that Etsy is a handmade marketplace. And this is what Etsy says about their handmade policy. I'm going to read it straight from here. Everything listed as handmade must be made and or designed by you, the seller. Reselling is prohibited in the handmade category. So the reselling includes PLR content that you don't edit or change at all, and you try to resell as it is. So this doesn't fit the handmade policy of Etsy, and it would be against their terms. So the answer is no, you cannot sell PLR products as they are, meaning ones that are not altered or edited or changed. And the reason is because it simply wasn't handmade by you. So if this is something that is a huge eye-opener for you and you're like, oh crap, never mind, I need to find somewhere to sell these PLR products as they are, I am like the laziest entrepreneur, Etsy is not going to be the platform for you. But I actually love this policy on Etsy. And it's more than just the fact that the platform would be completely swamped with the same exact and honestly low quality product all over the place from a ton of different sellers. Frankly, that gives me the ick too. But it's the fact that in the handmade spirit of Etsy, I love seeing all the different kinds of products on the platform. You know, the variety of styles, a handmade flair. It gives you that something you've never seen before, or this is just what I was looking for. And most of all, like no one else will have this aspect to their products. So if you can't sell PLR items as is on Etsy, you obviously have to edit the crap out of them in order to make them far enough away from their original version to constitute as handmade, okay, or as a handmade product. And changing the fonts and colors are just not enough. You have to be making bigger changes to these products that can actually be considered as handmade. Because if you aren't following these guidelines, let me tell you something, Etsy don't play. Etsy can and will remove those listings, the products. They even have the power to remove your shop altogether. And that's obviously not what you want. Typically, people will purchase PLR or commercial rights content because they want to save time or they don't have the creative skills to design from scratch. Like, I totally get that. Sometimes people want to skip the step of being a beginner. I get it. And I wish more than anything that I knew about PLR when I first started. Now my own designs serve as PLR products for me because I just rinse and repeat and edit and adjust my creations, which is something that I teach in my course. But you need to adjust your mindset and look at these PLR products as product skeletons. The basic configuration of lines, the text, the shapes, the borders, and design, it's amazing to already have that done for you, like that initial basic configuration of what that product is going to look like. So this is the aspect of Canva or design that holds most people back because they just don't know how to create that basic skeleton to create the product. So to have a ready to edit template for you, and all you have to do is just like zhuzh it up to your own style and liking, like go for it. This is perfect. But it has to be more than just changing the colors or fonts and saying, look what I made. Because no, you didn't. And Etsy is smart. They're going to figure it out. And you know who else is smart? Your customers. And they are going to see super similar products out there on Etsy with the people who didn't make enough changes, because anybody can buy these PLR products. There could be hundreds and thousands of people buying this same exact product, trying to sell it as their own. And they're gonna see products that look way too similar to each other. And trust me, those who come to Etsy are looking for something different, something unique, something one of a kind. And knowing that this is what they're looking for, you need to adjust, change, and make your PLR skeleton transform into your own unique product. And I know you can do it. It just takes a little bit of practice and trial and error. But the PLR products are great for that skeleton. So yes, I do like and agree with the use of PLR products, especially for beginners and especially for those who need just a little bit of help getting started with design. So much so that I actually provide my students in my course, Etsy Profits Pro, with an entire library of different PLR products so that they're able to use those skeletons to help them create their own handmade digital products. So when you get into the course and get started, it's all there for you to make your own and quickly. The most important thing to keep in mind, though, is ensuring that you're selling completely unique and customized items that you are able to consider as being designed by yourself, that is handmade from you. These products should look different from any of the other ones that are out there. And this is what brings in those perfect buyers for you. But do I recommend taking PLR products and selling them as they are, even if that seller or digital product coach tells you that you can? No, an emphatic and loud no. So let's say that we bought these PLR products and we're like, okay, Jacqueline, fine. I have these PLR skeletons. Now what? How can I change these PLR products to make it more my own? So here are some ways that you can and should customize your PLR products to create your own handmade design. First, yes, let's change the fonts and colors. Like that should be numero uno thing you do. Like, but just don't stop there. Keep going. You can add some new pages. So use other pages of the templates to create new pages and make them fit for what you're looking for. For example, if the template is a daily planner and that's what you're creating, think of a daily tracker or a daily checklist or something similar to that that you can add to it as an extra page. Or maybe a section on that specific page that someone can use to plan out their daily or weekly goals. So one or two larger additions to the product can not only add value, but it will change the structure and the content that will be able to help the creation of a brand new handmade product that you created. You can also add different wording, and this all depends on the type of product it is, but if you are creating, let's say that you're creating a journal that has different prompts in it, provide different prompts. You can even use AI to help you out with this. Add fun text or insights. You can add humor or graphics to all these areas, and that's a super fun way to really customize it and to make it align with your business and fit to your brand. You can also change the layout. So maybe the planner is set up more of a daily planner. Maybe you want your planner to be a weekly, monthly, or even a yearly planner. Use those pages that they already created and turn it into a different kind of layout instead. Then get really crazy, bundle it all together, list it at a higher price point, and boom. Brand new handmade products. And another way to adjust PLR products is to use that template to create an entirely different product. Because PLR can be so great to save you time in creating a design, you don't just have to use it to sell the product that it says it is. In fact, using the basic design to create an entirely new product can be one of the best uses of PLR. So, for example, using that daily planner, let's change it up to be a daily tracker of whatever you want it to be. Something like tracker of meditation or a fitness tracker or sleep tracker or a chore tracker, whatever. Boom, brand new handmade product. And another pro tip, go outside of Canva and head to some places that have totally unique graphics, designs, and fonts and grab from there to help create your product so that they have a totally different look. For me personally, I actually go to places like Etsy, Creative Market, Creative Fabrica, those places to find some unique looks and designs and fonts. And I'll link those in the show notes so that you can see what I'm talking about for that. So the short answer to the major question in this episode was, can you sell PLR on Etsy? The answer is yes and no. The longer recap of all that I explained in this podcast, yes, you can sell PLR products on Etsy as long as you use it as a design skeleton. You need to alter the crap out of it, make it your own, and follow along with Etsy's policies as well as the license that you get from the seller that you bought the PLR products from. And as I said, I give you an entire library of these PLR skeletons in my course, Etsy Profits Pro. And that helps you along in the design and creation process. It's awesome. Think of it as a kickstart, like a jumping off point and a pain point that's alleviated when your focus is getting started on making that sweet money, honey. All right, so that is a wrap on this episode. And be sure to note that I am not a lawyer, literally not even close. So be sure that you are checking with Etsy policies and other licensing before starting to sell those products. All right, I will catch you in the next episode. Real quick before you go, if this podcast inspired you, encouraged you, or taught you even a little bit, the number one way to thank me is to leave a written review for the show over in Apple Podcasts. I seriously am so grateful every single time I hear from you. It helps to let me know that you actually want me to create more episodes like this one. And maybe share this episode with a friend. That'd be pretty sweet too. I'd also love to connect with you personally in my free Facebook group. Come join us at jacqueline-butler.com/free group. And you can also shoot me a DM on the gram at jacquelinebutler.co. All right, my loves, that's a wrap. Remember, the goal is always to work less and make more. I'll catch you in the next episode.